This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Migration continues to be the number one cause of population growth in New Hampshire. Christine Bunshu is a PhD student in sociology and researcher at the UNH Carsey School of Public Policy. She's recently co-authored a paper on migration patterns. She joins us on Skype now to talk about why people choose to move to the Granite State and why they decide to stay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first, Christine, your new paper found that more people are moving to New Hampshire and that they are staying longer. It's a modest trend compared to previous decades, but it has been growing in recent years. So who is moving to New Hampshire and where are they coming from?
So we have people moving to New Hampshire who are in general younger than people who are long-term residents of New Hampshire. Our paper looked at recent migrants, so people who have come in the last 10 years, and looked at reasons why they moved to New Hampshire compared to why established residents who have lived here for 10 or more years, so that could be lifelong residents or people who moved here in the past, why they stay in New Hampshire. And we did find that the people moving here are younger than the current residents.
Yeah, we often talk about New Hampshire being an elderly state, being one of the oldest states in the union. How is that changing?
Well, certainly this finding negates the idea that we do have retirees and maybe mostly older folks moving to New Hampshire. Instead, it is in general the larger proportion are younger people moving to the state compared to the current population.
How quickly is that happening?
Well, the trend has been changing recently. So the importance of migration in our state demographics is rising in the last few years.
What did you find in your latest study about why people have chosen to live here, you know, long term? And how did you get that information?
For people who moved here in the last 10 years, we asked them why they moved here, and we asked them open-ended questions to list their top three reasons why they moved here. And then similarly, for people who have lived in New Hampshire for more than 10 years, we asked them why they stay here rather than move to a different state. So that's how we gathered our data. And with these open-ended questions, we coded them into different categories and found that the top four reasons that people move to and stay in the state are actually the same four reasons. It's family, the natural environment, quality of life, and employment.
Well, tell me a little bit more about those. I mean, if people are moving here for a job, for instance, you know, you might think they'd be coming here and maybe trying to get the job for a while, stay here for a couple of years, and then move on. Is your research showing us that people are moving in, they're starting families, and you know, they decided to stay long term?
So family is actually the top reason for both people, recent migrants who have moved to the state, and for people who have lived here for a while, the reason why they're drawn to New Hampshire. So we found that that is both a pull factor for people moving into the state, and then also a reason that people want to stay here is being connected to their family, being close to their family, being able to support them. Other factors were more related to why people stay or why people move. For example, employment, we found while relevant for both groups, employment's very important to recent migrants, especially to younger, well-educated and higher income migrants. They listed employment as a top reason for coming to the state. On the other hand, the natural environment and quality of life were more important to people who have lived here for a long time. So we found that those are factors that, while relevant for both moving to and staying in the state, they really were more important to people of why they want to stay in New Hampshire now that they've already lived here.
Can you give us some anecdotes or some actual comments that you heard from people in the survey?
So for an example of how we categorize these, natural environment includes several subcategories relating to the weather, the climate, having natural amenities like the lakes, mountains, and forests, the seacoast, and recreational activities. So an example that ended up in that category would be someone saying, so many different things to do, beach, biking, sailing, hiking. An example of family would be being close to children and grandchildren.
Christine Bunshu is a student and researcher at UNH. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.